Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. 7:23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. It's all free. John Copeland is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Accelerate Your Social Media. And we're talking about some of the ROI challenges that small business owners continue to have when they're trying to develop a social media strategy. John joins us all the way from London, England. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of our day. John, you've been doing quite a bit of research on what people are saying about their social media strategies, and some of it's pretty tough, isn't it?
It is tough, and it doesn't come to me as a big surprise, really, because as you remember from my prior guest call, I've been in the e-business world for nearly two decades now, and with the dot-com boom, and yes, there was a bust, okay, there was a lot of questioning about the return on investment on e-commerce and, you know, even email marketing even at the time. So what we're faced with now is of no surprise to me. I'll give you a couple of examples here. It's been an interesting year so far. So the USA Today commissioned a study and through a company called Manta, and issued an article entitled Social Media is a Bust for Small Businesses. Quite an interesting one. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to look at the article, go into accelerateyoursocialmedia.com and go into the methodology page, and it's there. There's a link there to the article. Now, the main bits of that article is that it actually states that 61% of small businesses do not see a return on investment of social media. Mm. 61%. Now, that's high, isn't it?
Right.
That's high.
But that tracks with my own study, with my own research.
Yep.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, very, very recently, okay, so that one came out in the spring of this year, okay, the one I just mentioned. Then hot off the press, businessinsider.com come out with an article, okay, and basically it's called The Death of Social Media ROI.
Wow.
The Death of Social Media ROI on businessinsider.com. Very interesting. Now, of course, it's not enough time to go through the whole article, but on there, it's quite interesting where really what they're saying is I don't want to misquote them here, but they're alluding to the fact that perhaps actually people, even social media managers, have been using social media transactionally. Okay,
yeah.
Too transactional.
Yeah. You can't do that.
You can't do that, and we covered that in a prior call even.
Right, of the things I say is you have to think about social media ROI the way you think about branding ROI.
Absolutely.
So it's a marathon, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
Absolutely. So how can we overcome this issue about social media ROI? So in brief, really, there are a couple of challenges, to say the least. Firstly, it's time-consuming, and studies have come out on that as well, where a marketing company called Vertical Response surveyed 500 small, medium businesses and found that 43% are spending six working hours or more on social media. Now, that depends on what sort of, like, hours you do, how many hours you do in a working week. That's mm-hmm. about a sixth to a fifth of a working week.
Right.
They better be getting some good ROI with that. That's my thinking,
mm-hmm.
okay, to benefit the time spent. And also, really, the other challenge, I think, over and above time, is how social media marketing fits into a business's overall marketing strategy,
mm-hmm.
okay, about the multi-channel. What I mean by that in brief, Jim, is, of course, you know, every business is different to one another. Okay, some will be similar. But you remember me saying that I feel that you cannot beat the face-to-face networking, okay, or
That's
meetings,
right.
et cetera, seeing your
That's
prospects
right.
and your
face-to-face
customers
is the
face-to-face.
Original social media.
Totally. And I remember you saying that, and I totally agree with that. It's how then you use social media effectively to support the face-to-face.
To augment the face-to-face, not to replace it,
not to be
plan
yes.
B, but to be part of plan A.
Yes. I mean, of course, there are exceptions to the rule, if there is a rule in this.
Right.
And that is, if you've got a transactionally driven product, like a book, like a CD that's very price-driven, you may be using social media, again, as part of that marketing strategy or campaign, okay, to get those that transactional online. Fine, that's a given. What we're talking here is primarily, and I would imagine most of your listeners are in the service-related industries, and of course that's about people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come from on this, and I think mm-hmm. you know, you're similar to that, Jim, in terms of, you know, you still have to meet your customers.
Right.
But how social media can fit in that is how you then keep in touch with them so that basically you're front of mind. Okay, you're front of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge. That's the challenge. How do you become front of mind and tip of tongue?
Well, the thing is what's happening is more and more people are spending time somewhere connected to social media, maybe not directly on Facebook, maybe not directly on Twitter, but they're finding the people that they do business in these places. And it may not be the single reason why they do business with someone, but it contributes to it, doesn't it? It supports a decision to do business with someone or not, if you're either not there or they don't like what they find. Like as you said earlier, if you're not authentic.
Totally. It's being authentic and other values. I love the value statement that you made earlier.
Right.
But also, can I just very quickly. You used the word finding. Brilliant.
Right.
It's about being proactive rather than reactive.
You have to be found. Give us the website again quickly, John.
It's accelerateyoursocialmedia.com.
That's also the title of the book. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. John Copeland, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from London. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.